It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. Good evening. I'm Peter Biello. Coming up in a bit, we'll hear recommendations from our art hounds. But first, the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
A concert coming to the Latches Theater in Brattleboro this weekend features the Boston Gay Men's Chorus, making a rare Vermont appearance. And it's sponsored by the Brattleboro Retreat to benefit its programs serving lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities. Eileen Glover uses music and the arts as part of therapies offered at the Brattleboro Retreat, and specifically those programs serving the LGBT communities. And the retreat's Constantine von Krusenstern has been instrumental in bringing the Boston Gay Men's Chorus to Vermont this weekend. Both join me from VPR's Brattleboro studio. Welcome to you, Eileen. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Thanks for letting me be here.
Firstly, tell me about how the retreat serves the LGBT community.
So the LGBT program has been open since 2011, and our specialty is creating an open and affirming environment for people who identify so that they can address their mental health and addiction issues in a place that's safe and affirming.
And I understand that you use music and the LGBT programs at the retreat. Can you describe how that works?
Music and art and theater and all these forms of expression have been a huge part of our program, and it's sort of been a symbiotic development. Art and music is a big part of treatment at the retreat, and our specific unit has many, many talented people who are so open and gracious to share those talents. And so the program evolved in part because of the folks who are participating as clinicians on the unit. So music, creating, singing, playing instruments, learning how to use tap into skills that maybe somebody didn't think they had before or have not been in touch with in themselves for a long time is a big part of the daily routine.
So the concert this Saturday at the Latches Theater, presented by the retreat, is an event to benefit the retreat's LGBT program. Can you tell me more about the concert?
So the Boston Gay Men's Chorus is an organization out of Massachusetts, and they very rarely come out of Massachusetts. So the fact that they've agreed to come and perform for us is outstanding, and we're really excited about that. It's an evening of incredible music and fun and entertainment. It is a program. I actually just saw the program for the first time this morning and was blown away by the eclectic selections. There's traditional choral music and some holiday-themed things, some pop, some jazz standards. There's a lot of different things, a little bit of something for everybody. And from what I understand, there's about between 70 and 100 performers, so it's going to be an incredible sound in the Latches Theater on Saturday night.
And why is it rare for the Boston Gay Men's Chorus to travel outside of Massachusetts?
You know, their history is of supporting their environment and their region. And it's a lot of people to move. That's a big performance. So it's a big stage show. It's a lot of performers. And the coordination of this has been phenomenal. Constantine and his crew has done an amazing job in putting this together. So just by sheer numbers alone, it's hard to get them from place to place. But when they learn more about us and our program and what we do, they recognize that this was a true marriage made in heaven as far as their mission and our mission blending together to come together for this night.
And you mentioned they do some pop and some holiday-themed songs. Is there like an overall theme or message to the performance?
Well, this is the Boston Gay Men's Chorus, and we're celebrating diversity, we're celebrating difference and acceptance, and so when I look at the set list, I definitely see that theme of celebrating who we are and why it's important to celebrate diversity. So the music is really quite spectacular. When you bring that up, I just now am looking at it and see that theme emerging.
And take us inside the Latches Theater for those who haven't been. What can we expect?
We're doing a pre-reception. So for premium tickets, those folks get to sit up front in the orchestra section, and we have a reception at the beginning of the evening where you get to have a chance to mingle with each other and with the performers, which is a very exciting offering.
Well, Constantine von Krusenstern, you're one of the people who helped bring this group here. What's that involved?
Well, it's been a long time in the making. We approached them 2 years ago, and they said, no, it's too far, too difficult logistically. But as you heard, the more they heard about both the Brattleboro Retreat and our programming and Brattleboro and the uniqueness in the arts community, they were really excited. And there really will be an eclectic program. I mean, I see that There's going to be, you know, they're performing George Michael's Faith. They're performing some Lady Gaga and holiday music. And it's going to be interesting how they put it all together with costumes, et cetera. So it's really going to be a party weekend that starts in the afternoon with our before reception. And I'm sure we'll continue into the night, even past the performance. And we're expecting a full house. We're close to that already, but there are still a few tickets left if folks are interested in joining us.
Eileen and Constantine, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you again so much.
Eileen Glover is the Director of Professional Development, and Constantine von Krusenstern is the Vice President for Strategy and Development at the Brattleboro Retreat. The Boston Gay Men's Chorus performs this Saturday, November 1st, at the Latches Theater in Brattleboro as an event to benefit the Brattleboro Retreat's LGBT program. For more information, visit vpr.net.